with me here for a second. The first time you saw the Beavers 2019-2020 hockey schedule, what did you think? Home to St. Cloud State, at North Dakota for two, then a trip to Fairbanks? I know what I thought. This is a daunting start. The streets cry with a deadly omen. Well, Bemidji State certainly started things right two Fridays ago, up 4-0, only to have St. Cloud State come back, tie 4-4. 10 minutes to play then that Saturday night. Beavers down 2-0. That daunting start just got worse. Well, there's one thing that we know about Bemidji State hockey over the years. They don't back down. 5 minutes into the third, a savvy sophomore got the Beavers within one.
Beavers down low. They shoot and they score.
Puck came right to Owen Sillinger. Wide open net. Beavers have cut it to 2-1.
What a nifty pass. Down low. Sillinger just is the beneficiary to tap it in.
Then a freshman playing in his first career game in his hometown scored the game-tying goal with 5.5 minutes left.
Shot trickled through the five hole and the Beavers have tied it up.
Rennick got a piece of it. Just trickled through across the goal line. The Beavers have tied it at two.
I think it's Nick Leitner, Brian, who's going to get his first goal as a Beaver. He came down low, took what looked like an innocuous shot towards the net. Rennick had trouble. He got a piece of it, but it squirts through the five hole. And they're tied at two with 5:36 left to go.
That daunting first weekend wasn't so bad after all. After a weekend by Bemidji State, traveling to the house that Ralph built for two this year, not a home and home, not a chance for Bemidji State to play well at the Sanford Center against North Dakota like they have the last several times out. The best way to describe North Dakota is just by saying they're North Dakota.
They're North Dakota. They got a heck of a hockey team. They're deep. They're deep up front. They're deep on the back line. They didn't lose anybody early this year, you know, to the National Hockey League. So they had all their underclassmen returning. And they're just, they've got a good, I think they're versatile. And I like their power play right now. They got a lot of different sets to their power play. They play so hard. The games are fun because I think our styles are very similar. They pressure the puck. We want to pressure the puck. They take care of the puck. We feel we take care of the puck. It's going to be. I think it's going to be an exciting weekend of hockey.
The last 10 games in this series have gone like this for BSU: win, loss, tie, loss, 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 tie, win, tie. Yeah, 5 L's in a row for the Beavers, unbeaten in their last 3 against North Dakota. Not bad for a team that went from February 7th, 1970 to November 20th, 2011 without a win against the Fighting Sioux or the Fighting Hawks. One great thing about Beaver hockey over the years, they haven't looked at the first 3 weeks of any schedule and said, wow, this 3-week stretch is daunting. Bemidji State takes everything head on. Always wildly entertaining, always worth the price of admission. Bemidji State, UND. Pre-game show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.